You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Morning. Right. Deep breath. Let's get going. It's going to be, might get quite emotional, I'm not quite sure. Because when Jason said about preaching, I thought, what theme have we got? And he went, whatever God's been talking to you about. And I've been on quite a personal journey with God for the, since November. It was quite a wilderness a year last year. I struggled quite a bit. It wasn't just to do with Ken being ill and whatever. God dealt with a lot of stuff in my life last year. And I'm already starting. And things got quite... I got quite dry and things got quite sore. To the point there was one day last November where I just started to cry in the service. I've talked this so much at home that I thought I'd get away with not getting too emotional. And I was just stood at the back and I started to cry and I just thought, I can't do this anymore. And when I walked out the door that afternoon, I was going. And that was it. I couldn't do CLC Lempster anymore. It was a combination of loads of stuff. But I knew in my heart that I couldn't leave without talking to Jason. So God's got a way of stopping you doing stuff, even though it was frustrating, because it took until about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, for us to actually talk. So, but he took me through a journey, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Is that page? So that's where I'm going. And if you want a title for this, it's Well Wells. Well Wells. Because some of you know, we're still in relationship with a small group that was part of the house group when we were in Hereford. And just after Christmas, I think, we were together and we were talking and one of the guys there had a word. Yeah, it was just after Christmas, because over Christmas, God had given him a word. And he just knew we needed to talk about it. So we started talking about it, and it was John 4, which is Jesus talking to the Samaritan lady at the well. And normally the conversation goes through to the living water, like his thing about living waters and whatever. But we ended up talking about wells, about the fact he was sat, sheep they were by Jacob's well. And we got talking about wells. And God has just used that. So in Genesis 26:18, it says, Jacob reopened his father's wells, which the Palestinians had blocked. The Philistines were our enemies. And they fill our wall, they filled the wells. And God just started talking to me about emptying our wells. So as we discussed more and more about wells, like we got to the point, like the living water, what's at the bottom of the well? God's living water. So God just started to highlight this with me. So it will start jumping around a little bit. So as I was sat in my quiet place one morning, God showed me that was my well. That was where I was sitting at my well with God. And he would start unblocking my wells. And what he started to show me was, it was the reason I wanted to run was, unfortunately, all last year, without meaning to, you were hitting my buttons. I was getting hurt. I would go home thinking, why did they do that? Why did they say that? Whatever. But what God showed me was, that wasn't your fault. It was nothing. You were being, in my head, the pain, the reason for my hurt, but actually the reason for my hurt was what was stopping my wells. What was causing the pain were the boulders that my enemies have put in my well, that my enemies stopped me getting to God with. It was that. It was the hurts they were causing. And God started to show me the only way to stop it is to get those hurts out into the open. And we had a conversation the other week at core group with somebody, and I prayed for them about putting stuff out in the open. And that was because that's what God was showing me, that we need to get these boulders out of our wells. It's that's stopping us getting our bucket to the bottom of the well. I'm going off on a tangent here and there. So he started to get me to look at what was actually causing. Why, when so-and-so said that, did I hurt? And he was showing me where in the past that had caused the hurt. But way, way back in my childhood. And I love that, the thing you shared the other day, Ursula, about the whiteboard. It just so fitted with this as well. Ursula shared a picture where somebody was writing all the bad things about us on a notice board, on a whiteboard, and then Jesus came and wiped it off. Well, that's what those boulders are. It's all the things over the years that people have said that got in here and hurt me, and got, more importantly, got in here and stopped me doing stuff. And it's that causes us then to draw back. This is God started to show me, this is what is causing us to not be in unity. Not because we don't like each other, it's because we are protecting ourselves. Sometimes we don't want to get too close to somebody or something, because in the past we've been hurt. It hurts in here. We don't want to get involved with outreach, because somebody somewhere has told us we're not good enough for that. God was just showing me all the places where people have said, I'm not good enough. You can't do that. My maiden name was Millichap. So it's, you're Leslie Millichap. You can't do that. You can't possibly do that. Because over years, people had put me down. For me, particularly at school, and at different situations at school and whatever, where people just put you down. And that is what's affecting us. And we need to fetch those hurts and scars out into the open. Because while they're down in the bottom of that well, they'll fester. And there's one thing I know about is spots. I've had teenage spots since I was 11. And at my ripe old age, I still get them. And I know that sometimes it is the tiniest little bit of whatever that gets in the bottom of the spot, and until you get rid of it, it will go and then it will flare again. It will go and it will flare again. And it hurts, like some days, to get it out, but we need to get that out. I could use some really bad words, is what I called it, but that stuff. We need to get that stuff out. Because if we don't, every time somebody touches it or goes near it, we shy back. I had one on my neck this week, and it's every time I move my head, every time I touch my blouse or whatever, it hurts. And that's why we hide down in the dark of the well. But we need to get ourselves out, because without it, we're robbing the church. It's just what the devil wants. He wants us to shy away from each other. He wants us to think, I can't invite anybody around. My cooking's not good enough. My house isn't good enough. I can't have a whole conversation with a stranger. All those sort of things that the devil uses to stop us being what God wants us to be. We just need to start unblocking our wells. Because if we don't, that's what the devil wants. He wants us to do that. But we need to get those boulders that the Philistines have put in out. I've got to go find where I got to now. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm trying to work out where I gone off. So one of the ways of doing it is to confess our sins to one another, to fetch those sins out into the light. The only thing I would counsel is that we find a person. That was the one thing I really felt was, as much as I hurt in November and I wanted to go and talk to I don't know who, I knew that wasn't the way to do it. I needed to, because of the specifics of what I was going through, I needed to talk to Jason and Para. But it's to find a person or a couple of people that you really trust that you can put it out with and be open and honest with. Because if we don't, if I talk to loads of people, then I'm putting myself in another sin, in the fact it will become gossip, it will become backbiting, and all that sort of stuff. So that was the only thing at this point that I put, that I must, is to say. But we need to confess these as sins, even though what had happened to me wasn't my fault. The attitude I was carrying, the way I was reacting, had become a sin in my life. So I needed to confess to somebody how I was feeling, how you lot were making me feel, even though it wasn't your fault. It was something God was highlighting in me. And the Proverbs 28:13 says, people who conceal their sins will not prosper. But they that confess will be turned to with mercy. And that's it. Without, as much as it doesn't seem fair sometimes that you're having to confess somebody else's thing to you, if we don't, we will be stuck. We need to get it out and prosper. We need to talk to God honestly about how we feel about events and choice things that happened in our life. I've gone ahead and then going back a bit. We need to put these things into the light. I knew there was a scripture, and it's taken me till yesterday to find it. You know, when you know that you've got this from somewhere. And it took me ages to find it. But Ephesians 5:13, especially if you read it in the NIV and not some of the other translations, everything exposed to the light will become visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. God's truth is the only thing that will reveal the hidden things and transform us so that we can then be his light to shine. And that's what it's taken me. I think I've been trying to write this preach for about 3 weeks. So it's taken me 3 weeks to find that scripture, because the one thing Satan doesn't want is to know these truths. He's trying to stop us finding these truths. Some other ones I found was John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never be extinguished. We can't be put out if we just keep going. And Ephesians 5:8, for you were once in darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord, and live as children of the light. The light is our power. Another thing that God highlighted, which I've kind of hit already, is one of the ways of breaking our boulders is forgiveness. Ephesians 4:14 and 15 says, we will not be influenced when people try to trick us with cries, with lies so clever that they sound like truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love and grow in every way more like Christ. Forgiveness is the way to break that chain of lies. While I was going through this, I wrote lots of, I went back through, I've got like a book that I kind of journal in, and I looked back through there, and some of the snippets that I'd written down while I was going through this process over Christmas was, it's more important to forgive than to be right. And sometimes we just have to do that. We just have to forgive. There might, what happened to us might not have been right, but we need to forgive. We need to break that chain, because it's what saves our souls. Because these issues go back years, we will need help to smash these boulders. We will need somebody to help us fill our buckets and pull it back up to the light. Another way of crushing the boulders is worship. I've just loved this morning, and a lot of the words as well were what, part of what I was thinking. But it's by worshiping. Worship is our healing balm, is what God was showing me. Speaking scriptures over, not just singing, worshiping, by speaking scriptures over ourselves, we can, it's a balm. It stops our minds slipping back to other hurts. So I find that as soon as that little voice starts on again, yeah, what? Yeah, but speak scripture, sing a song, think of the words of a song, anything to get that earworm out and stamp on it. The other thing I realized was in the Old Testament, it actually says quite regularly that after a war, they filled the wells in. So part of the devil's battle with us is he will try and fill our wells. We might start emptying our well today, and then we'll slip a little bit, and you can guarantee while we've got our back turned, he'll be shoveling it back in there. And that's why we need to keep coming back to it. We need to check our hearts regularly. We need to get rid of, God showed me I needed to get rid of some idols. I needed to get rid of bad habits and temptation. It's very tempting to slide back to stuff. We have to put stuff on the altar and burn it. Some of this stuff has been part of our lives so long, it will feel like a sacrifice to get rid of it. We have got so used to whatever it is. But one of the other things that I'd written down was temptation isn't a sin, it's a battle. And I loved this one. Opportunity knocks, but temptation leans on the doorbell. It will keep going. It will keep coming back. It will get on your nerves some days, and you just need to push through. You just need to tell it where to disappear off to, because it takes effort. But the things I had was, God is serious about sin. And he's just as serious about us, about our redemption. God intends us for shalom peace, for perfect peace. We'll find our rest in this, in God, in our quiet places. And the other thing that I had while preparing this one morning, I was sat there trying to get my head, because the notes I had, because this is like months worth of me going through it and talking to God about it over the last few weeks and whatever. And I'm sat there the other morning, and I just had this picture, this feeling. And it was, our wells are the tunnels down to the springs of living water. A vast lake of live in water. They're the water slides. Once they're clear, they become our water slide down into God's ocean, into God, the ocean of God's spirit, freedom and love. And then I saw us having fun. I just saw this room, but full of water, which was really amazing with the thing at the lock a minute ago. And we were just having such fun, because when you go in the sea, we're not wearing jumpers and whatever. We're wearing minimal clothing. I think we've got some on, but we're wearing minimal clothing. So we've got nowhere to hide. We can't hide stuff. And I just saw that we were, and then what would the world see if they could see us living in harmony like that, where we're having fun together? We're worshipping God, but we're having fun together. We're open with each other. We're not hiding anything from each other, but we're living in harmony, having fun in the living waters of God, our Father, with our brothers and sisters and the Holy Spirit. With no fear, we're not holding back or anything, because you all know everything about us. We're not trying to hide what's in our wells. How would it look? With no fears, because we're not hiding our broken hearts. No fear that somebody's going to push our buttons or expose us to hurt. Where we're free and confident. And it won't be easy, and it won't happen overnight. And sometimes we'll need a crane to lift some of these boulders out. I know from my personal experience, when I very first became a Christian, God took a massive boulder out of our lives. And we had a bit of a talk around that as well during this, and I had a bit of a healing over that as well. So, and that's why I've put a note here. That picture of opening the gates and opening the lock was just so with this. And then I just wanted to leave you with some truths that I found while I was doing this. Psalm 18:19. He leads me into places of safety. He rescues me because he delights in me. Our God rescued us because he wanted to delight in us. And the other week we were doing something on Ephesians, and I've just sat with this for ages. I have every spiritual blessing from my Father, and he lavishes me with love and blessings. He loved me enough to die for me, to give me his Son, so I could live daily with him. So my prayer is that the Lord stirs us up again and rakes up our ashes and sets us on fire. Let us clear our wells of debris so we can be what he wants us to be. This church can be what he wants it to be. And finally, if I have been a bit snappy over this last year or whatever with you, please forgive me. Amen.